guest today is Gary Short. Gary, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Dave, yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm thrilled to have you back on my show.
Oh, excellent. Good to be here.
Yep. What are you doing these days?
So right now I work for a Microsoft Gold partner in the UK called Black Marble, where I'm the head of data science.
Data science. Now, I heard that term for the first time a couple days ago from you. What is data science?
That's a really good question, actually. It's one of these terms that's very similar to DevOps. You know, up until a few years ago, people were running around doing pretty much exactly the same thing as I am, but they didn't have a name for it.
Okay.
They were probably called data analysts or, you know, analysts or, to a certain extent, BI people. And then much like DevOps, at some point, somebody grouped all these sort of skills and talents and things like that together and then hung the sort of moniker data science on it. It covers a lot of stuff.
Such as
statistics, visualization, predictive analytics, maths, data engineering, all those kind of things.
Give me an example what you're doing specifically with it.
So what we do specifically, I guess, is we take a kind of a good rule of thumb for us would be, for example, if you've got a collection of data,
okay,
and you want to report on that data, so as it were, look backwards. From our data, we're going to tell you what has happened, and we'll report what your sales were by state for this year.
And that's a common thing,
absolutely.
So that's a common thing. Business intelligence.
Exactly.
Just reporting.
Exactly. So looking backwards, we would say, well, that's BI, and people are kind of used to that.
BI,
kind of
business
thing.
Intelligence.
Exactly. But with the same data, using machine learning perhaps or predictive analytics techniques, we can actually do the opposite, and we can look forwards. So we can say we've looked at that data, and instead of looking backwards and reporting on it, we're going to use the same data and look forwards and make predictions as to what your sales are going to be next year. What would be the best time, for example, to release a particular product? Where in the year should you release that product to get the best bang for your buck? So in terms of movies, for example, we say, well, you know, if you have a lead character who exhibits these attributes, then your movies are probably going to gross more than if you don't do that kind of thing. So all of that sort of predictive analytics and forward-looking.
So it isn't necessarily time-based, like sales over time.
No, not necessarily at all.
Forward, it could be attribute-based.
Yeah, you could be predicting.
Example you mentioned.
Absolutely. So you could, I mean, there's companies out here there who do data science and predictive analytics with regard to the story flow of a script and how that actually is going to affect the bottom line. And there's companies out there to whom movie companies can actually submit scripts, and they'll get an analysis of how successful that script is, as well as, you know, a set of changes that are recommended changes that will actually make the film gross more.
That sounds a little depressing, actually.
It is, actually. It's one of the most depressing things I've heard, actually, because then you're going to see a lot of formulaic movies.
Right.
But you see, these guys who did an analysis would argue that, well, you see that same kind of formula anyway. If you look at the top five grossing movies, they would exhibit the same tendency. So you're already saying that. All we're saying is, if you do that, then you're going to be one of the top five grossing movies instead of one of the bottom five grossing movies.
Right.
So it's not really so depressing when you think about it that way.
Fair enough. Are there tools that help you to do this?
Beyond the database itself? Sure. There are various tools which can help you with that kind of thing. So if you're actually looking at a big data, what we call necessarily a big data problem, and when I say big data, I mean in terms of volume. So you're actually looking at terabytes of data instead of gigabytes of data, say.
Okay.
Then probably your SQL Server farm, there's somewhere along that continuum between gigabytes of data and terabytes and petabytes of data, where your SQL Server farm will be able to cope with that no problem. Then a bit further along, the SQL Server farm will cope with it, but it will cost you vast amounts of money, and then you get towards the end where a SQL Server farm just isn't going to cope with that at all. And so there are products there like a Hadoop and things like that, which will help you manage those large amounts of data. And then on the actual analytics side of things, you know, there are many and various tools which will help you do that, including the new Power BI stuff that's come out for Office 365 and Excel.
So Excel is still a tool.
Absolutely. Excel is still a tool. I mean, and people kind of get caught up with this idea that data science has to do with big data, and that big data has to do with big volumes of data. I mean, that's only volume is only one definition of big data. You know, there's there are others. There are variety and all of these the other five V's that describe big data. So it's not necessarily volume the whole time.
Okay.
And also people will get confused with the fact that you can only do, you know, data science on this large amount of data, which again is just not true. I mean, you can do this the similar kind of predictive analytics for one example, you can do that on very small amounts of data. I mean, you can be running, you know, as your Americans say, your little mom and pop stores, and they probably don't even generate a gigabyte of sales data in a year. You know, that will easily fit in an Excel spreadsheet. But you can still do that same kind of analytics as you would do for a multinational company.
Are the processes the same of analyzing
the processes
small
are,
amounts of data versus large
amounts
of data?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, in terms of the actual analytics, the processes are the same. Obviously, in terms of data preparation, data curation and data storage, the processes are obviously vastly different. But at the point where you have captured the data, then when you're going forward to analyze it, then the analysis and the process of analysis is exactly the same.
So tell me a little about what you're doing specifically. Are you writing code to figure out the data? Are you writing SQL queries? Are you bringing it into Excel and doing pivot tables? What does it mean to be a data scientist?
So basically all of that kind of thing. I mean, there are lots of skills that come under. I mean, generally there are not data scientists as people.
Okay.
Because generally, a single person will not exhibit all of the skills that you require to have a successful data science team. So you will normally find that data science is a team within an organization.
Okay.
And so you'll have people who do the statistics and the maths and the predictive analytics. You'll have other people who are database specialists, and not necessarily database specialists, but data specialists. So there's a difference, obviously, in the skill set you require if you're operating a SQL Server data farm. That'll be a different set of skills from if you're running you know, distributed Cassandra database, or whether you're running Hive over Hadoop. So there's those data engineering skills. And then, and probably I would say that one of the most important skills in a data science team is visualization. You know, you have to have good graphic designers.
Okay.
Because if I create an analysis and it's all maths and formulas and charts and all the rest of it, and you need to be a data scientist to consume that information,
that's not very useful.
Then I failed.
The audience at large.
Yeah, exactly. So what you need then is, you know, good graphic designers who can make, you know, infographics, or who can actually do, you know, time series videos or something like that. So if you look I've completely forgotten the new name for it, but it used to be called Geoflow within Power BI. You know, you've got mapping technology there.
Okay.
But if you've got a time series, you can also show a video of it changing over time. So there's all these kind of new visualizations that are coming up for visualizing the kind of data that's come out of data science.
Yeah, and I would actually disagree slightly on this, that I don't think you have to be a graphic designer to be able to produce those. You just have to understand what good visualization is and how to produce that. There are tools that can help you along the way.
Yeah, I guess.
To be artistic, I think, is really the point I'm making here. And I hear graphic designer, I think black turtlenecks.
Right, yeah. So you're thinking more of that kind of thing, whereas I'm thinking of people who will actually come up with new visualizations. That's the problem. I mean, the old, the sort of tried and tested and traditional visualizations of pie charts and, you know, bar graphs are not necessarily the best way of visualizing the analysis that we do, and so you need a graphics designer to sometimes come up with actual brand new ways of visualizing your analysis, as opposed to somebody come along and saying, well, that bar graph is red and green and that's horrible, it should be this color and this color. That's not the kind of thing we're talking about.
Yeah, so I think there's a whole science around that, and there's people like Edward Tufte that are studying that
exactly
writing about it.
Yeah.
I do a talk on data visualization, and I start off with the fact that in my experience, most developers, they use these wizards and hit next finish, and they have a pie chart.
That is exactly
what I do.
And they
stop there because my visualization is, it's out of the way. I finished that
that's
part.
Right. That's someone else's
problem. I've got other work to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, my whole point of my talk is stop right there. Stop a second. Just think about, you know, what are you trying to communicate? Is there a better way to communicate that?
Yeah, exactly. And
you're very, very true.
And that's a skill. Absolutely. And that's a skill that you need within the data science team. Okay. Absolutely.
Anything else we should have talked about that we didn't?
I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it.
That's a lot of good information, Gary. Thanks so much.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, Dave. So once again, David Giard has shown us that there's nothing better than technology and friends.